This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Tabo, welcome to Power Weekend Breakfast.
Morning, Pabi. Thanks for having us.
So let's talk a little bit about what the SOS device, the app, actually is.
Awesome. We are the world's first crowdsourced personal safety platform. That basically means when you download our platform, our app, you're able to, like every other fellow user, contact each other, including security companies, to make sure that everyone does arrive. What this does is that it actually gives people time so you can intervene, so you can de-escalate. This is literally the main thing about SOS.
Yeah. Okay, so break it down for me. Like, I've never downloaded an app. I don't understand anything ever. So I go to the App Store or Google Play or whatever it is, and I get the app. And what is it supposed to allow me as somebody who's potentially at risk to do?
Awesome. So you download it. It's free. The beautiful thing is that it's free, and we're hoping to make leaps and bounds in that space. But essentially, once you have it on your phone, there's two types of profiles. So for instance, if I'd like to pay immediately, I'll swipe and create an account for a protector. Sorry, for a subscriber, which means I'm subscribing to the service for a minimum of 25 Rand. And the other side is really just being one of the allies / protectors / community partnerships, essentially meaning that I give you the permission with a paying account to reach out to me when I'm in trouble. That means I'm not paying for the platform, but it means that I'm part of the community response chain so that when I receive the signal as a non-paying member from that non-paying profile, it means that private security companies have received the same signal in exactly the same time. That means everyone's closing in on your location, including me, who's got a non-paying account. Thus meaning we can actually buy time for whatever victim we might find. This means we can find a way to have a conversation, because I don't really believe that every incident needs a gun or the fireman to come in or some grand kind of response.
It just needs you to respond somehow.
Absolutely. Yeah. Whether it means beating a pot outside of the window where you hear commotion or actually, you know, intervening and saying, I know the people on the inside and you might actually have a way to come in.
And I mean, this idea was born, you come from a family where it's just women.
Yeah.
And so you've got the responsibility really to watch, make sure that the gates are locked as a guy, you know how it, you know how it goes.
Yeah.
But I mean, why can't we, and I'm very happy that you transferred this knowledge and you shared it onto an app. It's also about community and just community engagement and just putting the community together. Is the app basically a community, a responsible community on a phone or on an app?
Yeah. So tech is beautiful in that it's virtual, but it has some kind of way of interacting with our actual skin and bones in real life.
Yeah.
So let's take the example of Uber. You can have a guy who's never met the CEO of Uber. Maybe he doesn't even know where the offices are, right? But he's got a car that's roadworthy. He's got a driver's license that's up to date. What does that mean? It means he can become an Uber driver.
Yeah.
If you have a cell phone that has a battery that's been charged, that's the only requirement.
Yeah.
Right. And so by community, we're really trying to insist, you know, in the spirit of community policing forums, in the spirit of street committees that we grew up around, that, hey, much like a taxi driver is able to pick you up from point A to point Z, we can then say, hey, with our cell phones, we can find a way to intervene. And really, it's a matter of saying, I now know, because we have a culture of intervention, I think. Sure. I don't think that this is anything new.
Yes.
But now what's been difficult is that you don't want to fiddle with people's business.
That's it.
Yeah. Right? But you can fiddle if you know the person wants you to fiddle.
Yes.
Right? So I can respond. For instance, I have three sisters, like you say. I could sit and watch them having a chat with their friend, whether it's a guy or a girl, from a distance. But as soon as you see the body language changing, you know that something's up. You know if somebody, even if you can't see the body language changing, you can tell the tone maybe might change.
Sure.
So it means that I can walk in and find a way to de-escalate, right? That's really the value of SOS. Suppose I don't feel like it. There's a private security guy who's within 5 minutes who can drive, and that's literally the entire country. So imagine there's about 1,600 entities that are on our platform. These are people who are willing, ready, and able. Yes, they have guns, but that's not the advice we give them. The advice is that you are there to de-escalate and make sure that the police can arrive or that it's completely dissolved, right? So that's the idea about the community, to say, well, what does social cohesion mean? What does Ubuntu mean, right? And that's the thing we're really trying to center this around. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that interests me is that it seems that this is not a woman's solution for a woman's problem, because it isn't a woman's problem. And you've also teamed up with the hashtag Not In My Name guys. So talk to me about that idea of men curbing men from instigating violence.
Awesome. So essentially, part of the thinking that birthed this was that you can't change people's behavior without consequences. You actually can't say, please don't do that, it's the wrong thing to do, and have people not do it. You need to be able to say, this is what's going to happen, right? Mm. And while SOS may not necessarily be plugged in with the correctional services and Department of Home Affairs to track criminals down, what we do is insist that, well, there's a way to respond. Mm. There's not just a way to respond, but there's a way to collaborate with authorities in a positive way. And beyond that, it's also okay for you to go and check it out, right? So the ability that we provide, we believe, is central to how people operate and think. We're not trying to ask people to do anything that's outside of what they're doing. And so, to the point about Not In My Name International, these are people who've taken their money where their mouth is.
Yeah. Mm.
They've taken the word around, let's stop this. And they've actually created branches nationally. So these are guys who are involved every day, who have a rapport with communities, right? Unlike tech companies like ourselves, who are really just there with a technical solution. These are people who are helping institutions, families, communities understand not just the functionality, but the benefit of being on this platform. And so, yes, it's a male-created problem, and it's affecting women mostly, but the truth is that it doesn't stand to reason that one side of the population are vulnerable women, the other side are vicious men. That's just not the case.
Mm.
So it's important for us to not just paint a picture that is possible to articulate in as far as this is what we think our society looks like, but to even say that here's a solution to this problem.
Mm.
And it's a solution that includes everyone. Yes, we men need to stop beating women. That's our problem. That's our journey. We've created this issue. But I think it's also important to say that it's possible for us to imagine ourselves as part of the solution.
Mm.
And bringing everyone along is key to that.
Mm.
So SOS has been available in certain kind of pilot schools, if you could put it that way. Tell us about how that has been going.
Awesome. So we've been in schools. Unfortunately, we can't mention the names because of the minors involved in the testing. But the beautiful thing about this is that,
which is great,
the
facility exists, but the people are still being protected. I think that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And so kids are possibly the sharpest beings you can come across.
Yeah.
Because they're able to give you insights that you may have assumed are possibly not important, or at least maybe for this stage of the platform. And so one of the main things that we found in one of the girls' schools that we were working with, they were saying, look, you, Mr. Nkenge, need to think about how children themselves can begin to take ownership of this. And it took me back to primary school in grade six, before I crossed over. I was a prefect, right? What that means is that I could stop fights. I had the authority, at least without the ability, because I'm not a very big guy. But I had the authority to intervene, and I had the authority to be able to kind of foster an attitude of don't hit him back, or, you know, come to me if there's trouble. And so essentially these kids are saying, Mr. Nkenge, you actually have the ability now to speak to us directly, and not our parents who are paying for this platform, but you can show us how we can take ownership of this platform. And that's, for me, been the beautiful thing. Mm. An anecdote would be for last year when we were kind of doing the anecdotal testing, my niece, who's about, I think she's 10 this year, she had an incident at school and she phoned me to say that they've taken her lunch. And my question was, why would she phone me, who's possibly across town somewhere, and I'm not really there? She knows that I'll pick her up maybe, but I don't come at that time. Which then said to me, well, there's issues with how these kids respond to violence. There's issues with how the school responds to violence. And there the important thing is to say, well, here's a positive way for absolutely everyone to participate. So in a school context, the prefects are SOS enabled, right? The school council is SOS enabled. The parents who pay for these kids have a family account, so they've got four kids on SOS, which then means everyone knows what's happening. This stops bullying. This stops kids wandering off from school after school. It happened recently where two girls wandered off to Rosebank and they were never found, right? And they came back of their own volition a few days later. That should never happen, because SOS allows parents comes to geofence the location of their children, right? And so there's a bunch of ways where we've kind of had to be honest with ourselves that, wow, we hadn't thought about this, and now it's in the platform because children are that innovative, and we have to accept it. It's not just designed for them, it's designed for everyone, but they are the ones with the kind of sharpness and the aptitude because they're very tech savvy.
Yeah.
The SOS smartwatch and the SOS gadget in the backpack. Mm-hmm. These are the ideas that are coming to my mind as you talk about that, because it's so frightening as a parent, you know, not being fully aware all the time if they do wander off somewhere.
I mean, because I wanted to ask what kind of research goes into this, but I mean, you just telling the story of the kids, I think it starts there. That is kind of R&R, so to speak.
Yeah.
R&D, sorry.
R&D.
So you, because I remember in high school as well, I was a prefect too. We had a relationship with the community police as the prefect.
Ah.
So when you see it, because there was people selling drugs in the school to minors, by the way, there was gang violence and so forth. So just that contact helped. Because when you think about it in South Africa, how is it possible that crime is this big? Why couldn't we track these potential? Because there's always potential to be a crime. It means that people are not reporting or something. There is a missing part. Where do you think the link is between now that we've got, like, because we've got millions, and I'm not exaggerating, millions of criminals from not having them when they were like 14, 15, or what are we missing?
And I think that's quite the key differentiator with SOS, is that it's based on the missing thing, right? And what that is for us is that We can't be arrogant and say we are the world's first security platform. And the reason why we specify around crowd safety, or at least crowd sourcing, is that the only link in this entire chain that's been left out until now has been engaging ordinary citizens with ordinary devices, using their agency to find ways to interact with the problem, right? And if you're interacting with a problem like this, there's no way you can isolate it and make it a suburbia thing, right? Mm-hmm. Which is why we have to think immediately national. Number two, you have to make sure that this engagement that you are trying to create isn't just safe, but is effective. So SOS allows people to gather evidence once they've arrived, right? So you get a SOS signal, it comes with a push notification. You swipe and you say, I'll go and accept. So that means I'm either close enough or I feel comfortable enough.
Sure.
Once you do that, you start getting updates on your screen as you're walking that two people have arrived, a security van has just arrived. This gives you the confidence to go there and see for yourself. So if you're available to be an eyewitness, if you have the ability to actually record this, SOS allows you to record this. If you don't want to, that's fine. But essentially what we do then is to try and have successful prosecutions, because if you think about the fact that I've now intervened, what is that good for?
Yes.
What if this is pretty serious and somebody actually wants to do something about it? So SOS is able to, in our app cage, so attached to your profile, we'll attach these sound bites or these video clips that'll then be issued to your legal counsel if you then submit to us a court order or a subpoena. So what it does is that it completely makes it private, right? Number one. Number two, it takes your engagement as an ordinary citizen so that it can be recognized even in prosecutions, which then means we change the behavior because now there's suddenly consequences and you can't quite back away, because firstly you were there, whether or not you would like to be in court, that event is attached to that profile that you responded to, which means absolutely everything is there. So as soon as the courts allow us to submit evidence, for instance, a few years ago WhatsApp wasn't an acceptable piece of evidence in court, but now WhatsApp is. Right? And so we have this kind of journey where we're hoping that the kind of information we're gathering can not just be legislatively acceptable, but people can find it that much more compelling to participate, because it means something actually will happen.
You know, when you talk about this app, SOS Tech, it's, I don't know, it's innovative, it's ahead, it is what we need for the time. And it's disruptive, which is good. When you come up with something disruptive, you hit firewalls, you hit stumbling blocks. What are just some of the challenges that you've been facing?
Brilliant segue into the troubles we've been facing. So we've had, exactly like you put it, the kind of challenges that will mean, firstly, as a new business, we have a lot of humble pie to eat. But the beauty about it is that it gives us the encouragement to push further, right? So for instance, we've had issues around just making sure that what we've communicated to our customers is also clear to the app stores in as far as their regulations around privacy. So absolutely everyone who's come across SOS to this day is clear that we're using your location only for your protection. So it's not like we're using your location so that we can help you know where your car parked or where you can buy airtime. No. Mm. The point there is to say, as soon as you're in trouble, there are people who are willing to come and assist you. And the only time they will know where you are is when you need help, right? What does that mean? It means that as soon as you say, well, I don't need the help anymore, what happens is that your location disappears.
Okay.
So if it was a mistake, a bum dial, whatever it is, you can actually say that on the app and it'll save it, and we'll get notification that, oh yeah, that event isn't really happening because that's the reason why it stopped.
Sure.
And so what it does is that it gives you the interactability so that this is a real issue, right? And it's got a real life impact. And so we think that SOS has to be able to speak both languages, both digital and practical.
Well, you know, I feel as if this is going to be part of the revolution towards overcoming so many of the issues that we have, especially with gender-based violence. And Mvangeli and I were talking last week about that 8 million pieces of evidence that were lost by the police. And so this is another way of gathering evidence, making it encrypted, private, and you know, once subpoenaed, you're able to use it. Where do we find the app as of today?
So today we've been unfortunately put on review. So essentially what that means is that absolutely everyone who's got the app still can keep it. We now have the ability to, as soon as we've been cleared, just issue an update. And so the beautiful thing about the fact that we've been running a campaign like this for close on 2 weeks now is that we've gathered a bunch of email addresses. We have our website, sostech.co.za. Essentially, what that has been helping us to do is gather kind of a real-time footprint in as far as the people that are interested, who have been answering the call saying, here's my email address, email me the link as soon as this thing is ready. And so as soon as that happens, absolutely everything is back online again.
And we have to explain on review, because there's been an issue questioning how the location is being used within the device.
Absolutely. And so we've managed to get everyone's consent with that. And so the Google and the Apple Store are saying, well, we need you to do what we call overt consent, right? And that means creating all sorts of pop-ups, giving them the ability to, at least by them we mean our customers, to say, well, this is how I'd like my location to be used, or these are the times of the day where I'd like it to be used. This is just to say you have more autonomy over even how SOS can see where you are. Primarily, our reason for asking for your location is so that when you need help, we can find you.
Absolutely.
And so this for us isn't really that much of a hurdle, because we're clear that in South Africa, people understand that this is really for their good.
So please don't get confused. You're going to go onto your app store and you're going to find other things with SOS and the other apps and things that will send an ambulance. No. You're looking for SOSS. Or is it underscore SOSS on the app store? What do you look for?
It's SOSS.
Okay.
In all caps lock.
Right. All caps, SOSS. And give us your social media so we can follow for as soon as it's downloadable again.
So on Instagram, we're at SOS. So that is at SOSS. On Twitter, we are at SOS underscore. Actually, we're at SOS ZA. Small letters. I always confuse the two. Underscore is the oppressed. Malema says it's the oppressed hyphen. It's on the ground. So those are our handles. Please follow us. We have absolutely every update on there.
Brilliant. Right. I feel like we should have a SOS update from time to time just to see how the app is going and what some of the tangible results have been on the ground.
Absolutely.
Thabo Nongenge, thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Awesome. That's our community diary on Power Weekend Breakfast on Power 98.7.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.